FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Soft Girl Morning. Today we're diving into something super important. Letting go of those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that can sometimes feel like they're dragging us down. Ever wake up feeling like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to shake off a bad mood or that nagging voice in your head whispering all sorts of unhelpful things. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Negativity doesn't have to control our lives. We have the power to choose how we react to those thoughts and feelings. It's not always easy, but it's totally possible. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a garden, and those negative thoughts are like weeds. They can grow quickly if you let them, but with a little effort, you can pull them out and make space for beautiful, positive things to flourish. Today, we're going to explore 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate a more positive mindset and learn to let go of those negative vibes. First up, awareness is key. You can't fix something you don't acknowledge, right? Start paying attention to those negative thoughts as they pop up. Notice the patterns, what triggers them, and how they make you feel. It's like becoming a detective for your own mind. The more aware you are, the easier it becomes to catch those negative thought patterns before they take over. Next, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions and fears, not facts. By challenging their validity, you can start to weaken their hold on you. Think of it like a mental workout. The more you flex that critical thinking muscle, the stronger it gets. Now, let's talk about reframing. This is all about looking at things from a different perspective. Instead of focusing on the negative, try to find the silver lining or something positive in the situation. For example, if you're feeling stressed about a deadline, remind yourself that you're capable and resourceful. You've got this. Shifting your focus even slightly can make a huge difference in how you feel. Another powerful tool is self-compassion. We are all human, and we all have negative thoughts and feelings from time to time. Be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up for having those moments. Instead, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would give a friend going through a tough time. Finally, don't forget the power of action. When you feel overwhelmed by negativity, do something that makes you feel good. Go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, spend time with loved ones, or engage in a hobby you enjoy. Taking action can help shift your energy and create a positive ripple effect throughout your day. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly you trip and fall flat on your face. Ouch! Your first instinct might be to feel embarrassed, frustrated, or maybe even angry at yourself. But what if instead of dwelling on the negative, you took a moment to laugh it off? You could say, well, that was unexpected. Or even, time to practice my ninja skills. By reframing the situation with humor and self-compassion, you can turn a potentially embarrassing moment into a lighthearted memory. See what I mean? It's all about perspective. So, let's recap. Today we talked about the importance of awareness, challenging negative thoughts, reframing situations, practicing self-compassion, and taking action to boost your mood. Remember, letting go of negativity is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by incorporating these tips into your daily life, you can cultivate a more positive and fulfilling experience. You are capable, you are strong, and you deserve all the good things life has to offer. So go out there, embrace those positive vibes, and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of positivity, leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We can't wait to connect with you there. Until next time, stay soft, stay kind, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.